But have they sort of made it a more difficult process and decision to make, or do you think these are, positive rules in the recruiting world?
Well, I wish there's certain things they would sanction that the college coaches could come to. Some of the passing leagues and stuff, and see the kids up close. But I think the assistant coaches in college and coaches, period, in college, they need a vacation. Those guys chase high school kids all year long. It's getting to where, before even the recruiting is over, they're starting recruiting for next year. You'll see a coach show up at your place, and you'll say, "What are you? I'm doing my junior recruiting." So it's just one of those things that I everybody's looking for the best players they can find, like Stanford kid coming after Tyler Jones. They knew Tyler was an academic kid, and they stayed after him, and just to watch what's happened with him.
Right. Hey, Coach, of course, we are speaking with Bruce Miller of Gainesville High School, head football coach. Coach, we greatly appreciate you coming on this Sunday to talk to us. We do have to get to a commercial break, but again, thanks a lot, and we wish you the best of luck. I know heading into a season that you guys have a great chance of doing some serious damaging.
Well, thank you guys for having me on.
All right. Again, that was Gainesville High School head football coach Bruce Miller. You are listening to Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Pollock and Bell.
This program is captioned for the emotionally impaired.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
Don't miss Kid Rock and Lynyrd Skynyrd this Sunday, June 28th at Aaron's Amphitheater at Lakewood. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. No Rogaine in
the propane flow. Who's ready to hear some fun facts about Geico? All right, let's give it a go, shall we? First, over 3 million drivers switched to Geico last year. Second, Geico received a customer satisfaction rate of 97%. Third, Geico has been providing car insurance for over 70 years.
Whoa, hold up a tick. These aren't fun facts at all. These are financially sound facts. We've been duped.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Hey, what are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm dancing. Woo!
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, I got the stack of cash with the googly eyes. I love him. Some money I'm saving with Geico. It was so easy.
Yeah, got that. But there's just one thing.
What?
You're dancing at work, John.
Yeah, I am. Woo! Woo! Woo!
Geico. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Don't pay 6 or 7 or even 4% commission to list your home.
We're Duffy Realty of Atlanta, and we can list your home for a paltry $500.
We give you an industry-leading 70 points of marketing and even negotiate the contract.
After taking over 6,500 properties to closing, we've gotten pretty good at it.
It's your money. Keep it.
Call Duffy at 678-366-2777. That's 678-366-2777.
Call Duffy. Duffy Realty. DuffyRealtyOfAtlanta.com.
Yeah. Hey, sports fans. Introducing the most amazing sporting event ever, the Sports Legends Challenge. For the first time in history, cross the line from spectator to competitor and become teammates with 25 of the greatest sports legends of our time, including Troy Aikman, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Richard Petty, and many more. Plus, 25 world-famous poker pros like Johnny Chan, Annie Duke, and others. Spend 4 days at the Atlantis Paradise Island Resort in the Bahamas, interacting with the legends. Join in exciting activities, parties, and your chance to play poker, blackjack, and other casino games with up to $10 million in cash prizes. Compete with and against all 25 of the sports legends while being coached by one of the world-famous poker pros. Nationally televised on Fox Sports. Now, get in the game for a $1,000 deposit. Plus, buy now and receive a 50% early purchase bonus. So don't delay. Visit SportsLegendsChallenge.com to join the action or call 404-869-5000 today. That's 404-869-5000.
It's time to play.
Football always lives here.
The freshman from Flowery Branch brings Cox in motion to the left. Straight ahead goes Dwyer. First down and more. Lowers his head. Still taking Royal Blue with him. Go, J.D. 22-yard line for Dwyer.
First for football, 790 The Zone.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to The Official Visit, brought to you by Score Atlanta and SouthernPigskin.com. We are talking recruiting, as always. And this segment, I want to get into Nick Saban's recent comments criticizing recruiting services all around. But before we do that, we have a very special guest on the line, founder and publisher of Score Atlanta, I.J. Rosenberg. I.J., can you hear us?
Yeah, I can. Nick Saban is criticizing, huh? That's a shock, right?
Yeah,
there.
Shocker, right? No, yeah, he's criticizing the recruiting services. Apparently,
look,
they haven't.
I went to school there, so I, you know, and was involved in the whole situation. So I'm glad he's there coaching football, but it's certainly interesting that he is criticizing it. But it is incredible how big it has become. I mean, just guys in general. How big? We know it, you know, firsthand from working at Score Atlanta, where a good part of our business is high school sports, and that's just not football. That's football all the way to lacrosse and everything else that happens at the high schools. But a couple of things I wanted to talk about just for a couple of minutes. One is, of course, last year, and both of you guys were involved. Scott, of course, you were out there every Friday night where we did a webcasting game live from a high school, and then put it on video on demand. Did what, Scott? I think we ended up doing, 14 games?
Right, 14 games.
All the way up to the semifinals. And we will do at least one, if not two, this year. But if you are listening and you are interested in what I would consider a very interesting internship, getting some experience, some real experience outside school and outside the production studio, but on site and you know, doing cameras and possibly helping with directing and other things. We are looking for interns this fall, Scott, as you know, and you can apply by sending an email to info@scoreatl.com. That's info@scoreatl.com, or you can give Scott or myself or even Alex a call down here at the office. And that's 404-256-1572, 404-256-1572. So it's going to be a pretty interesting high school football season coming up. The show sounds real good, guys.
All right, we appreciate it. And like you Thank said, you. We worked with the Centennial Audiovisual Department last year on this project, and the kids will tell anyone who asks that they learned more, not to disparage the class they were in, but learned more on-site with us shooting those games than they did probably all year in that class. So it is, again, an incredible opportunity to get some experience.
And Scott, you're exactly right. Now I'll let you guys go because I know you got a lot to talk about before the end of the hour. But, you know, just one example of that is that, you know, we started this Centennial a couple of years ago, and last year in front of about 10,000 at Gwinnett Arena for the Georgia High School Association State Individual Wrestling Championships, we had a junior direct that, and that program has been seen now by about 50,000 viewers between live and on demand. So that's the experience real quickly. Again, info@scoreatl.com or give us a call at 404-256-1572. Good job, guys. I'll continue to listening, and you all have a good end of the show.
Thank you, Ajay.
Thank you.
Of course. I was I.J. Rosenberg, the founder and publisher of Score Atlanta.
And not to toot our own horns here of the Score people, but it's an incredible broadcast that Scott runs on Friday night. He's not just a radio guy. He's a Renaissance man.
There you go. Multifaceted.
A writer as well. I could go on and on, but I'll cut myself off there because I could talk about you, Scott,
like
the whole show.
It should be the Scott Janet, the Scott's official visit. Anyway, now that we have gotten our obligatory, I shouldn't call it obligatory, that's kind of rude. Now that we've gotten IJ out of the way, no, but seriously, back to recruiting. We were talking Nick Saban, who came out this week and you know, was very critical of the recruiting services, i.e. Scout, Rivals.com, and their writers. What happened, if you don't know, is Alabama's going through some NCAA sanctions right now, and they have been penalized. I can't remember the numbers, but they've lost some scholarships and they're losing some wins.
Well, I'm not sure if they lost the scholarships. I think that was that they passed up on actually taking scholarships away. Am I correct about that? I think they did the vacating the wins. I mean, obviously hurts.
Either way, they've been penalized by the NCAA, and either way, Nick Saban has been extremely critical of the recruiting services for passing along misinformation, for talking to recruits about the sanctions in what he has called an uninformed manner, telling them that the Alabama was sanctioned in ways they weren't, and basically recruiting. He's alleged that they're I guess indirectly recruiting for schools going against Alabama, and he would like to see a lot of things change along the recruiting trail, at least as far as those who follow it are concerned.
Well, if you're familiar, if you're listening out there and you're familiar with the Scout and the Rivals recruiting services, you know that these individual writers for the team sites are. Most often they are fans of those teams, and they keep the website, they keep the sites updated. They're going to be fans of those teams. Now, Scout and Rivals, they do have a vetting process where they make them fill out an agreement, an ethics agreement or something like that, that they won't be active recruiters for the schools they pull for.
Here, let's differentiate real
Obviously,
quick, though, because
dicey.
there are some the analysts for Scout and Rivals. They have regional analysts that have no affiliation
with an individual team site.
The ones who work for the schools are cloaked as much as you can be with those school in those schools' colors. So they are represented. I mean, when they call a recruit, the recruit knows that they're calling from Florida's website or from Georgia's Rivals' website. So a perfect example is someone like Tom Lemming, who isn't associated with any school, has oftentimes. I think it's been accused of recruiting for Notre Dame. So that's what we're talking about, because no one from Florida's Rivals website or Georgia's Rivals website is ever going to convince a recruit to go to Georgia. Because, I mean, come on, it's obvious that they're biased in some way, and I think that's assumed. But when you talk to someone, a regional guy from Scout, or you talk to someone like Tom Lemming, and they don't have to come out and say, hey, you know, go to Notre Dame. But they could say, you know, have you heard that Nick Saban might be leaving Alabama? It's that kind of thing. And so here's the question is if you're interviewing recruits, you know, where's the boundary? Because we talk to recruits every week and we ask them questions, and some of them are more leading than not. We've been extremely critical of Lane Kiffin on this show. Are we to blame for, say, should Lane Kiffin be upset at you and I, Alex, for driving people away from Tennessee?
Well, you know, I guess it becomes sort of you have to differentiate between a scout or a rivals, which aren't, you know, I wouldn't consider the mainstream media and radio and TV and things like that. Certainly on a website where you've got people that you know these writers for Scout and Rivals, it's tough to police. It's not all out in the open. They might interview a recruit, ask him a number of questions, and then, hey, sort of stay on the line, you know, hey, you know, off the record, this is what's going on at Alabama, this is what's going on elsewhere, maybe consider this other school.
Well, Bruce Feldman of ESPN, who if you don't know, is one of their foremost writers on a lot of topics, but specifically recruiting, and he draws this line. I mean, he is adamant about the fact that recruiting's changed, and that when you interview a recruit, you have to be extremely careful on the questions you ask. I happen to disagree in a sense. I think if you're interviewing a recruit that's looking at Florida State and you are a recruiting analyst, a radio personality, a writer, if you are part of the media in any way and you're recruiting, you're interviewing a recruit that's looking at Florida State, it is your job to ask him, what if Bobby Bowden leaves? It's part of the situation there. Listen, Feldman would say asking if Bobby Bowden leaves, just pushing him away from, you know, is putting ideas in his mind that otherwise shouldn't be there. You're maybe not directly, but you're indirectly recruiting against Florida State by suggesting their coach is going to go. But hey, the way I see it is, it's true. It's part of Florida State. The condition, the status of Florida State football is that they got an 80-something-year-old football coach who's on his way out the door, and that's a relevant question, period.
Now, you're always towing the line between just asking unbiased, objective questions that are relevant to whatever's happening with that recruit, and you're always running the risk of, I suppose, being too heavy on one subject or, or trying to ask leading questions or trying to push them in a certain direction. I mean, that goes for any news service. That goes with
us. But more so with recruiting,
more
right?
More so with
That's
this because you're dealing with people that are about to make a decision, sometimes right. an imminent decision coming in the next week or days. And what you say as an authority figure to kids, to 16, 17, and 18-year-olds can certainly – play a part, maybe even more than some people realize.
Right. You know, it's not like talking to LeBron James, who's contractually obligated to play the next year in Cleveland.
No, these are not,
talking
these
to 17 year old
professionals.
And you're dealing with universities who spend millions probably of dollars in recruiting these kids over the course of a couple years. When you consider how much money these programs are spending on the recruiting process, it's a new role for the media, I think, in the recruiting world, one that is not present in any other aspect of sports. It's extremely interesting, and it's something to follow as recruiting continues to grow.
Now, also, whenever you mix something like this, a big business, which recruiting has become, and college athletics, when you mix that with so-called amateur athletes that are teenagers, it can get a little dicey at some points because, you know, a lot of these kids are they're highly influenceable by people that are older and people that are in positions of authority. So it's an interesting right. debate. I mean, Saban, if there's any truth to this and even names come out, well, I think that'll sort of change the landscape of how we view these writers and how they cover recruiting.
Yeah, the way I see it is Saban's got it. You know, it's an unfortunate part of the recruiting that some people are going to get their facts wrong. And in this case, they did about Saban's program and the sanctions. And that I feel for him, but it's something he's going to have to deal with. And listen, at the end of the day, beyond bias, because there's no excuse for being a biased journalist, but beyond bias, you ask the questions that are appropriate and relevant at the time, and if that ends up leading a 17-year-old kid in one direction or not, so be it. With that said, we are running against time, so we do have to get to a quick commercial break. We will be back, though, with Booker T. Washington, running back Eduardo Clemens. Again, you are listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone and The Official Visit.
Mayhem in the AM.
Coming up Monday on Mayhem in the AM, Steve Shapiro's out, Nick Cellini and myself. We will recap the Braves and the Red Sox with the Philadelphia Phillies coming in. And don't forget, anybody can shoot fireworks off on July 4th. We'll shoot them off Monday in studio.
Morning, 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone
and 790thezone.com.
Want to get treated like an all-star?
You wouldn't understand.
790 The Zone and the Clean Air Campaign are giving you the chance to become a commuter all-star.
Are you kidding me?
Just tell us why you carpool. We're choosing one story each month now through the end of the year. If we choose yours, you'll score home team baseball tickets and be entered to win an ultimate pro sports experience.
Yes!
You'll even have the chance to record a commercial. Visit 790thezone.com for details.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Don't be fooled by other companies' $18.95 per month alarm systems. Those systems don't have live two-way voice security, which means you're not truly protected. Only with Alarm Force you get live two-way voice, installation, activation, and warranty all free for zero down and only $25 a month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Georgia's best choice for home security.
Hey, sports fans! Introducing the most amazing sporting event ever, the Sports Legends Challenge. For the first time in history, cross the line from spectator to competitor and become teammates with 25 of the greatest sports legends of our time, including Troy Aikman, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Richard Petty, and many more. Plus, 25 world-famous poker pros like Johnny Chan, Annie Duke, and others. Spend 4 days at the Atlantis Paradise Island Resort in the Bahamas, interacting with the legends. Join in exciting activities, parties, and your chance to play poker, blackjack, and other casino games with up to $10 million in cash prizes. Compete with and against all 25 of the sports legends while being coached by one of the world-famous poker pros. Nationally televised on Fox Sports. Now, get in the game for a $1,000 deposit. Plus, buy now and receive a 50% early purchase bonus. So don't delay. Visit SportsLegendsChallenge.com to join the action or call 404-869-5000 today. That's 404-869-5000.
Football always lives here.
43 seconds to go. Ben gets the snap. He's back. He pumps. He scrambles around. Throws it back corner of the end zone. Santonio with a touchdown. Santonio home. I don't know how he did it. Dominique Rodgers Cromartie doesn't know how he did it. But they rule touchdown in the far right corner of the end zone.
790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to The Official Visit, brought to you by SouthernPigskin.com and Score Atlanta. We have Shannon on the line, has a question about recruiting in the media. Shannon, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What's on your mind?
Just have to do a little kissing defending here. What you just said about Bowden, how you would ask the recruit that if that was the case about him leaving.
Right.
Is the same thing that Kiffin's doing with the spread. He's not talking. I wouldn't consider that negative recruiting, because it's not like, oh, don't go there, they suck. He's just stating the facts that spread quarterbacks do not make good NFL quarterbacks.
No, I absolutely agree. My point is maybe his focus, no one asked him. I mean, he didn't need to comment on the spread. Perhaps his focus should be on his team as opposed to other teams, the merits of his own offense as opposed to the flaws in others. That's
well,
all I'm
but
saying,
I think to a high school kid, though, they see all the gaudy numbers that spread quarterbacks throw up. They, see Tebow doing what he's done to Florida, which has, admittedly been really good. But they just see that, and they don't think that through to the next level. They don't think about the, Chris Leak and Alex Smith and, now Graham Harrell, who don't make it in the pros, or at least Harrell hasn't yet. I just think he's just pointing that out, just, saying that, yeah, it's fine and dandy in college, but it doesn't carry over.
All right, it's a valid point. We appreciate your call, Shannon.
Thanks.
With that said, we actually have a very special guest waiting on the line right now in Booker T. Washington, running back Eduardo Clements. Eduardo, are you there? And sorry to make you wait.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, let's jump right into things, Eduardo. I know that you have just been to Ann Arbor, University of Michigan, not too long ago. Talk about the Wolverines a little bit, and what surprised you on that visit, being a South Florida recruit?
I mean, getting on a plane and trying to imagine how Ann Arbor looked when I'm on a plane, it's a totally different place. It's a college atmosphere, and when you're in a big house, you're at a big house. I mean, they are the biggest stadium, and right now they are building different things like a new indoor facility and things like that, and I love the coaches and Coach Rick and the players who's from Miami. They showed me a good time.
Yeah, I guess after that, talk a little bit about Miami. I know this is a school that, of course, you're from South Florida, so it's the hometown school. It's one that you kind of had not lost interest in, but was sort of under the radar until recently, and they've now just gotten back in on you. Talk about the University of Miami and what you love about the hometown school.
Just the name of a few guys who go to the school and great running backs that's in the NFL, like Willis McGahee and Clint Portis and Frank Gore and people like that who are great, who was great at UM and now who is great in the NFL, and that's something that I see myself doing. And I haven't lost interest in Miami. It was just that they weren't recruiting me like they were supposed to, like everybody else would recruit me.
Now, Eduardo, Alex Ewald here, but looking at these two programs that we were talking about, Michigan and Miami, obviously Michigan had a down year last year. Miami's not exactly been where they have wanted to be in just the last handful of years. Does that worry you at all, or these programs sort of falling from the top a little bit?
Not really, because every program is going to have their down years. Just me looking at recruiting and going into my recruiting and with my family and all, everything, I saw that Michigan had a down year, Miami had a down year, Florida State had a so-so year, and teams that are recruiting me, I wouldn't necessarily say they had a down year, but they had a so-so year, and that don't change my mindset of where I want to go and what team I want to be at.
Yeah, listen, Eduardo, you mentioned how Miami has a great tradition of talented running backs. Talk a little bit about yourself, though, the type of runner that you are, what kind of back you are, and maybe then compare yourself to someone of the past.
Like me, myself, explosive, got vision, and I can do different things out of backfield, like line up at receiver and run receiver routes, and I could play anything on the football field, something like a Westbrook at the Eagles. He can get the screen, make somebody miss, and go 100 yards. That's something like that's who I compare myself to as of right now.
Yeah, you mentioned Brian Westbrook, and one of the things he's known for is catching the ball out of the backfield. Of course, you are a tremendous catcher of the ball out of the backfield, something a lot of teams know about you. Talk about that skill, and if you have ever considered playing maybe another position beyond running back.
That skill came from when I was playing in younger days at Optimus level, just playing different things at Optimus level because I was bigger than everybody else, and I played with people age group higher than me, so it made me do different things and play different positions. So when I did get to high school and they put me at running back, they see that I can catch and do different things. And a lot of coaches do ask me, do I want to play receiver when I do come on recruit or visits. And I wouldn't see myself playing no other position than running back because I like the ball in my hand and I like to do different things.
Now, Eduardo, we talked about, or you mentioned Miami's tradition with running backs. The school up here in Athens, Georgia, they've had a pretty good tradition of their own, turning out some good running backs. What do you like about the University of Georgia?
One name that stands out for me is Herschel Walker. He was a great running back, hard worker, running the ball hard. And I know Georgia has a great number of running backs. Me and my dad talks about this mostly every week. He likes the offense and the spread, and he also likes Coach Rick and how he's so motivated about the team and things like that. And when I did went up there on a recruiting visit, I liked the players like Javon Wooten, Aaron Murray, and Austin Charles. Those are some of the people I sat down and talked to, and those are some of the people I can see myself playing with.
All Florida boys, of course. Talk a little bit about running backs Coach Brian McClendon, who I know you have a good relationship with over in Athens.
Coach McClendon is a very nice guy. I can talk to him about anything when I have family problems, girl problems, and things like that. And that's something that I want in a coach. I want a coach that I can actually sit down and talk to about different things, not only football.
Right. Another question about Georgia. Do you follow the recruitment? Or I should say the recruiting classes of other schools, and are you aware of, the way in which the Dogs have really been heating up over the last couple of weeks, all the great commitments they've received?
Yeah, when I was up there, a big-time receiver committed to them.
Derek Rogers?
Remember. Yes, him. Yeah. He committed to them, and it's a lot of people committing them, so we're going to have a big recruiting class for the 2010, and
is that something that's important to you? I mean, are you, when you look at schools, do you look at who else they're recruiting and how good the class that's coming in with you is going to be?
I look at how they recruit and who they're recruiting. But at my position, I don't worry about who getting recruited because at every school, every place you go, you're going to have competition. So I'm just ready to compete with anybody, and the best man going to win a job.
Now, a school we haven't talked about yet is Florida State. I know you've got a history with them. I think you were sort of looking for an early offer from them, and it didn't come. And then some other schools, like the ones we've talked about, kind of came in and took over as the leaders. But is FSU a school you haven't ruled out yet? And if so, what other schools maybe are still on your radar?
I mean, schools like South Florida and Tennessee and schools like that are still in my radar. But as far as Florida State, they still on my radar, but I want Florida State to wait just like they made me wait for my offer. That's the only thing I'm doing.
There you go. I like to hear that. Talk a little bit about, I mean, you play at a school that is every single year loaded with talent, and you're just the next in line. But this year alone, you're playing with a guy like Lyndon Trail, who's an absolute freak of nature, around 6'7", Jose, Ted Moline, if I'm pronouncing it right. And then, of course, Quentin Dunbar, who's also looking at the University of Georgia. Talk about what it's like to play with such incredible talent, just how ridiculous that is, and how well that's going to prepare you for the next level.
I mean, them guys right there, them four guys that you named, they motivate me to do everything that I need to do in the off season, do things that I do, push me in school, like Lennon. Lennon is a great student-athlete, a very bright kid. I mean, anything I need from him, far as school-wise, he's going to help me out. And far as Dunbar, all them guys on the football field is freaking nature. Dunbar, Javon Wrench, and Ted. And they just push me to be the best that I could be. When I see them do something big, I want to do something big on the other side of the field.
Yeah, we're finishing up with Booker T. Washington, running back Eduardo Clements. Eduardo, just one last question, if you can give us a leader at this time and then maybe a timetable for when you're going to make your decision.
Right now, my leader will have to be the University of Georgia, and I'm an early grad, so I will be making my decision by November or December.
Perfect. Hey, Eduardo, we appreciate you speaking with us today and wish you the best of luck on the upcoming season.
All right, thank you.
All right. Of course, again, that was Eduardo Clements, the big-time running back out of Booker T. Washington. We do have to get to a quick commercial break, but when we get back, we will have Hollywood Hills cornerback Tony Grimes, another big-time Georgia target. You are listening to The Official Visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Pollock and Bell.
Oh, my God, this is Bobby from Saugus. Why aren't you guys talking about the Sox? Monday, Pollock and Bell, they're live at Kelly Johnson's golf tournament. I don't even know what that means. It'll be a wicked pisser.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
We're back with Max Q. Bunsen, a former rocket scientist. So, why'd you give up the rocket game, Max?
Too lofty, Bob. Impossible to get your head around. Nothing like state minimum coverage for less with Safe Auto. They make it easy to play it safe.
Easy?
Yeah, simple, really.
I don't get it.
Really, Bob? It's not like it's rocket science or anything.
You gotta have coverage, you wanna save money. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO and do both. Safe Auto. It's the right thing to do.
Safe Auto!
At Dodge, we build more than a work truck. We build an all-purpose power tool that can tackle any job thrown its way. We build the Dodge Ram with the best combination of horsepower and fuel economy in its class. It's no surprise that it's the winner of the Edmunds.com 2009 full-size pickup comparison test. At Dodge, we're building a new car company. Come see what we've built for you. 14 City 20 Highway EPA estimated miles per gallon.
Hey, sports fans! Introducing the most amazing sporting event ever, the Sports Legends Challenge. For the first time in history, cross the line from spectator to competitor and become teammates with 25 of the greatest sports legends of our time, including Troy Aikman, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Richard Petty, and many more. Plus, 25 world-famous poker pros like Johnny Chan, Annie Duke, and others. Spend 4 days at the Atlantis Paradise Island Resort in the Bahamas, interacting with the legends. Join in exciting activities, parties, and your chance to play poker, blackjack, and other casino games with up to $10 million in cash prizes. Compete with and against all 25 of the sports legends while being coached by one of the world-famous poker pros. Nationally televised on Fox Sports. Now, get in the game for a $1,000 deposit. Plus, buy now and receive a 50% early purchase bonus. So don't delay. Visit SportsLegendsChallenge.com to join the action or call 404-869-5000 today. That's 404-869-5000.
AirTran Airways presents the Away Team interviews with Chris Domino. Listen to all the players from out of town online at 790thezone.com.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 Zone. You are listening to The Official Visit, brought to you by Score Atlanta and SouthernPigskin.com. We are finishing up here on a scorching Sunday. I am Scott, the Brain Janovitz, joined as always by Alex, the A-Train Ewell. We have another, our last guest, but no less important than any of the previous guests, another big-time interview for you guys. Hollywood Hills cornerback Tony Grimes is on the line. Tony, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing quite well. Thanks for asking. So to jump right into things, I know you know, your recruitment started off a bit slow, but is in the last couple weeks, months, has really picked up, getting big-time offers from just about everyone you're interested in. Talk about how exciting that has been for you as a recruit, and tell me what's been the difference. Has it been some of the camps you've been to where you've had the opportunity to show people what you can do? Or, you know, what do you think the reason you've really started to heat up has been?
I mean, like you said, I mean, there's no better feeling than waking up and receiving all these offers from these big-time programs, you know. And I just had to keep my game in it, had to keep working hard, progressing on the field on and off. And I like you mentioned before, the camps and stuff, I think that was a pretty big boost for me, you know, going out to all the local and distant camps and getting my name out there and performing very well. Helped me get more recognition. I guess that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, just tell us a little bit about what you're looking for in a school. I mean, if you had to list your criteria, what are the most important things you're looking for in a school when it comes time to make your decision?
Oh, first off, is going to have a depth chart going to play a big role in my decision making. The way I feel on campus, you know, the campus life, and my personal connection with each and every one of the coaches. You know how I feel with the coaches. Everything got to be on point. That's basically my three for me decision. For me to make my decision on what school I'm going.
Now, Tony, Alex Ewald here. I guess just jumping right into your relationship with Georgia and defensive coordinator Willie Martinez. He actually attended your high school, Hollywood Hills, down in Florida. I believe he has a good relationship with your head coach as well. I know you've had some great conversations with him and have a good relationship with him. Just talk about what that means as far as your recruiting process.
That's a push towards Georgia right there, just because of the connection that me and Mr. Coach Martinez have. Like you said, he went to my high school. We also went to the same middle school, so I found that out. You know, getting this deeper conversation with Coach Martinez, so that's gonna be a real big chance for them also, just by me having a good connection with the coach like I have.
Yeah, staying on the Coach Martinez topic, I know he was the one who gave you a call when you got your Georgia offer. Talk about how special a moment that was and how it actually went down.
Oh, I mean, I was expecting an offer for the whole time. I mean, but I didn't never know it was going to feel the way it felt when I got it. Getting a phone call from Coach Martinez and telling him that they're finally going to offer me, man. I mean, it was no better feeling than that. You know, I was very excited, actually, because I had already been to the campus, you know, seen everything. I had a real fun time in Georgia. You know, they got a great facilities, great program, great coaching staff. Everything about Georgia is on point. And when I finally got that offer, I was speechless.
Right. You've also mentioned or have been on record as saying that was the most important offer for you to get. Talk about why that is and then why you decided not to commit at that time.
I mean, I was hoping for a Georgia offer just because at the time I didn't want no other offer but Georgia, because that was the only school that I had went out and visited. And the reason I didn't commit is because it was hard thinking not to, but the reason I didn't commit because I wanted to make the right decision. You know, I want to rush into things. I want to be able to take all my visits, unofficials and official visits, and make sure I don't make the wrong decision, you know.
Now, you got a camp coming up. I believe this is just this next week, sort of changing gears. You'll be going up to Ohio State, which could be some competition for the Bulldogs and getting your services. But what do you expect to see at that camp? What are you looking forward to?
Just the different coaching styles. I want to see how the one-on-one coaching is with the coaches. You know, my coach, especially the defensive back coach. See how it is up there. See where the competition level's at. And I'm just gonna go up there and perform at a high level.
Yeah, Tony, talk a little bit about West Virginia. I know that's another school that you've shown some considerable interest in, and another connection you have with them is Doc Holliday, who has a ton of experience in South Florida.
Oh yeah, West Virginia, another big program. You know, I'm very excited about them. Planning on taking a visit up there sometime soon. Hopefully, I can arrange that. You know, Doc Holliday was the one who's recruiting me. Very good coach. And I'm looking forward to getting to know the program a little bit better.
Now, we talked about Nick Saban a little bit in the Alabama program. You were at their camp a couple weeks ago. Just, you know, talk about your time in Tuscaloosa.
Oh, Alabama was a fun experience. The camp was very intense. You had to be prepared to go out there. You can't be hanging over, you know. It was very intensive. It was Nick Saban, the kind of coaching style he does. He'll get in your face and get aggressive and yell. Some kids can't handle that, but I'm not one of those kids. You know, I see it as an opportunity to get better. You know, he's a good coach. I learned a lot of stuff up there that I brought back. And actually, it's teaching some of our cornerbacks at my school right now what I learned from that camp.
Yeah, Tony, you got your offer from what I read. You got your offer from Ohio State when they came down and watched you at a practice. Talk about if that's more meaningful to you, getting an offer when they're watching you in person as opposed to maybe some film they've seen, that kind of thing. But just them coming down, visiting you in person, watching you play, and then saying, yeah, this is the guy we want.
Yeah, some schools just only had to see the film for them to offer me, and others had to make a trip to Hollywood to actually see me in person. I believe that they got first class watch of Tony Grimes, you know, to get to see me in person. Everything they wanted, I'm that. So that was a pretty good offer.
Yeah, kind of to build on that, Tony, what type of player do you describe her as? I know from what I've seen of you, while you're listed as a corner, you're pretty dangerous with the ball in your hands. And if I were a college coach, that would definitely be something I would explore. So talk about what kind of player you are and maybe what you see, you know, what roles you see yourself playing on the college level.
Not like a bunch of high school kids. The main thing I bring to the table is a whole bunch of leadership. You know, if I can get in one kid's head on our team, it's a better chance of us winning that game. I'm very, very intense. A very intense player on the field. You know, when the ball in my hand, I got to do something with it. And I'm a person that wants the ball all the time, so I don't got no choice but to make a play on the ball every time it comes near me. I just kind of feel I am, and I believe that my game travels. It doesn't matter if it's raining, snowing, storming, I'm still going to play the same.
Now, Tony, from what I've seen of you as a cornerback, you obviously have good size. It's 6 feet. You're very physical. What else? What do you think you do well? Obviously, those things help you against those big college receivers you're going to have to go up against. What else do you think you do well, and what do you want to work on going forward?
I read the quarterback very well in an off technique. My three-step drop, I mean, it has came a long ways, actually. Been progressing over the summer, during the summer right now. So, and what I work on is learning the game better. I want to see the game as not just a player, but as a ref also. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, I've also heard you mention that a depth chart is something that's important to you. Talk a little bit about Georgia and their depth chart. Is playing alongside someone like Brandon Smith, who was a big time recruit last year, is that something that's appealing to you?
That sounds very, very, very great. You know, and depth chart, like when I say it, that the depth chart plays a role for me on choosing the school that I go to. Is a school like with not too many corners on scholarship. I mean, I'm not, don't get me wrong, I'm not scared of competition at all. I'm gonna go fight it out with whoever, wherever. But that does play a role.
Yeah, Tony, with more and more kids committing early, there's sometimes this pressure to get your commitment out of the way, but I know you're someone who said, or I know you got your Georgia offer and have decided to wait, and you'll, you know, have decided to wait a little longer for some more offers and whatnot. Do you ever worry about losing scholarship opportunities at certain colleges because you're waiting?
I never really thought anything negative, like as in losing one, getting one pull, but I don't think it'll be a problem for me waiting it out in a school wanting to pull my offer.
Yeah, we're finishing up here with Hollywood Hills cornerback Tony Grimes. Tony, one last question. If you can give us maybe a leader at this point, or at the very least a top five, and then maybe a timetable for your decision.
At the moment, I don't have no leaders, no top fives, but I'm going to wait it out to signing day. So that for everybody who's curious to know, I'm not signing, it's a signing day.
Do you have any schools that you know are going to get one of your five official visits?
Michigan, Georgia.
Michigan and Georgia are the two sure things.
And Alabama will get an official.
And Nick Saban in Alabama. Thank you very much. Hey, we're going to have to let you go, Tony. But again, thanks a lot for taking some time out to speak with us.
No problem, sir.
And best of luck. Again, that was Hollywood Hills cornerback Tony Grimes, big-time player out of South Florida. Again, he didn't talk about it much, but a kid that is another one of these kids that's extremely dangerous with the ball in his hands. And if Georgia's lucky enough to get him, I promise you he won't just be playing corner, because you put him back on a kick return or on a punt return, and he's dynamic, a lot like Eduardo Clements.
No, dynamic is absolutely the word, and good size, like we mentioned. It's 6 feet tall, could put a little bit more weight on, but a great speed and be a great weapon for whoever he chooses. But on signing day, so everybody's got to wait for his decision. He's made that clear.
Yeah, and the other thing you love to see is a kid who talks about leadership, and he goes out of his way. I didn't even ask him about leadership, but yet he went out of his way to bring it up again. And any interview you've read of Tony's, he's mentioned his leadership qualities, and that's clearly something he puts an emphasis on. And, hey, listen, what that means to me is his head's at least somewhat in the right place. The fact that that's important to him and he knows that that's important to coaches is impressive in and of itself. Outside of all else he brings to the football field. So again, another really impressive kid that George is in on. We do have to get to our last and final quick commercial break. When we get back, we will talk about the top 10 defensive linemen in the state with Big B's top 10. Again, you are listening to The Official Visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
When Atlanta sports icons have something to say, it all starts with an exclusive in-studio visit with the Boys of Mayhem.
Tom Glavin.
This organization boxes themselves into a way in which they're going to do business, and they don't ever seem to go outside of that box. When I hear Frank Wren saying that over the last three games, my numbers were down, I asked him this question, Frank, based on what? Could have been handled better. Could have been handled a whole lot better than it was.
I can assure you, the New York Mets would not have done this to me.
Only one Atlanta sports radio station has these types of relationships, and I mean only one. 790 The Zone, first for sports.
This is Brian McCann. If you carpool once a week for a year, you can keep a ton of pollution out of the air, and you can save a ton of money, too. Now that's a win for everyone. Visit cleanaircampaign.org to learn more.
It's full steam ahead for the national-ranked Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. The 2009 season kicks off Saturday, September 5th, as the Jackets take the field. All aboard, Tech fans, for exciting matchups against Clemson, Virginia Tech, North Carolina, and you do not want to miss Georgia versus Georgia Tech in Bobby Dodd Stadium. Don't get left at the station. Go to ramblerec.com/tickets or call 888-TECH-TICKS to get your tickets today. It's full steam ahead.
Want to sell your home quicker and make more money? Sure you do. Hi, this is Rhonda Duffy of Duffy Realty of Atlanta. I've sold over 6,500 houses in just 6 years. My buyer magnet system is documented to make my sellers more money and sell their properties in half the time of other agents. And it's easy. Call now, 678-366-2777. Complain you won't sell your house. Do something about it. List and sell with Duffy Realty today. 678-366-2777. DuffyRealtyOfAtlanta.com.
Mayhem in the AM.
They have a lot of potential. They just don't know any better.
They don't have that kind of potential.
Oh, yeah?
Morning 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone.
And 790thezone.com.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone to finish The Official Visit, brought to you by Score Atlanta and SouthernBigSkin.com. Again, I am Scott the Brain Janovitz, finishing up with Alex the A-Train Ewa, and we have Big B Brian Jones in the studio now to give you fans what you've been waiting for the last hour and, say, 53 minutes, hour and 53 yeah. minutes. The top 10 defensive linemen in the state this year. Without further ado, Big B, Brian Jones, you have the floor.
All right. Coming in at number 10, we got Kyle Westman out of my alma mater, Walden High School, 6'4", 260, has a nonstop motor, and is very athletic. He has committed to Vanderbilt.
Yeah, we talked about him. He was one of the four that committed to Vanderbilt in the last week from the state of Georgia. He, of course, we mentioned earlier, plays alongside Brandon Burroughs to make one of the better defensive lines in the state.
Of course, Burroughs injured, but it's still on the list. We'll get to him. But
absolutely. And at number nine, we got Jeffrey Whitaker out of Warner Robins, 6'4", 310. He's a guy that maintains his gaps. He's a defensive tackle and never gets blown off the ball. He had 40 tackles with 15 tackles for loss last season. And the offers range from Alabama, Clemson, Florida, Georgia, and Georgia Tech.
He just about everyone's offered Whitaker, and we've had Jeffrey on this show. One of the better interviews we've ever done. And Brian, there's nobody better at making these lists than you, but I'm going to have to say I like Whitaker a bit higher than nine. But
yeah, hey, this was a tough list to do.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of talent defensive line-wise here in the state of Georgia. And coming in number eight, Denzel McCoy out of Northview, 6'4", 274. He has the size to play. He'll probably be an under tackle, not a nose tackle at the college level, but he has great athleticism. He also has quick feet, and, of course, he committed to Georgia Tech.
Getting the Jackets a little love here on the show today.
It's their first love of the day.
Obviously, it's very Georgia heavy, and it should be, but this is a great kid. We talked to him on the show, and really going to add some depth and talent to that defensive line.
When you say depth, and you say depth, and the thing about McCoy is that he can play two positions, and that's what depth's all about, is a guy who can play defensive tackle or defensive end, and at least at this point, he's capable of playing both.
Absolutely. And number seven, Michael Thornton on Stevenson, 6'1", 273. He's a guy that probably has one of the strongest hands out of all defensive linemen in the state of Georgia. He uses those hands to push off of offensive guards and centers, and because of that, he's able to rush the passer pretty effectively and offers range from Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Georgia Tech, Miami, and Louisville. And at number six, J.C. Copeland at Troup County, 6'1", 245. Great lateral range, can do pretty much everything. And he has committed to the University of Tennessee.
Of course, Copeland's the kid who Lane Kiffin got in trouble over. They put on their – was it not Facebook?
It was Twitter.
It was their Twitter page.
Yeah.
Yay, J.C. Copeland's committed. Yay, yay, yay. And then, of course, you can't do that. So Copeland is the source of one of Tennessee's many recent secondary violations.
Absolutely. Coming in at number five, Sean Green, out of Grayson, 6'2", 275. Kind of been a sleeper, but he is coming on strong. You know, offers range from Florida State, BYU, Duke, Georgia Tech, and Louisville. And at number four, we mentioned him earlier, Brandon Burroughs out of Walton. Again, he's injured. He won't play this year, but he had a stellar 2008 year with 10 sacks. And the offer's still on the table from Georgia, Alabama, Florida, and Oklahoma State. And at number three, Jalen Fields out of Dalton, 6'5", 250, has tremendous size. And because of that, he was able to get after the quarterback effectively last year. And, of course, Fields has one of the first guys to commit to Georgia this year. And at number two, we got T.J. Stripling out of Southwest DeKalb, 6'6", 210. Again, another guy with big size, 15 sacks last season, and he's been offered by Alabama, Auburn, Clemson, Florida, and Georgia. And coming in at number one, Garrison Smith out of Douglas High School, 6'3", 255, can play end and tackle, and he's probably one of the best overall linemen
in the country. Yeah, and Garrison Smith, you said it, is another kid who can play both positions. You mentioned Stripling will be another Florida-Georgia battle. Well, I mean, he could go somewhere else, but that'll be certainly two schools to watch out. The two rivals compete for yet another recruit. With that said, that's Big B's list.
That's right.
Yet another installment of the official visit, the South's only all-recruiting radio show. With that, I'd like to thank Joel and Variable, our two men behind the scenes who make this possible. Of course, thank all our recruits, all our guests, Eduardo Clements, Naron Ball, Bruce Miller, and Tony Grimes. And thank everyone for listening to what was yet another captivating 2 hours of recruiting talk. Of course, we will be back at the same time. I'm sorry, we will not be back next Sunday. We'll be taking the weekend off.
4th of July.
So we can shoot off fireworks and do whatever it is people do on 4th of July. But we will be back the following week with yet another two-hour installment of the official visit. With that said, I hope everyone has a glorious, though hot, Sunday, remainder of your Sunday. And thank you again for listening. This is the official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Atlanta sports icons have something to say. It all starts with an exclusive in-studio visit with the Boys of Mayhem.
Tom Glavin.
This organization boxes themselves into a way in which they're going to do business, and they don't ever seem to go outside of that box. When I hear Frank Wren saying that over the last three games, my numbers were down, I asked him this question. Frank, based on what? Could have been handled better. Could have been handled a whole lot better than it was.
I can assure you, the New York Mets would not have done this to me.
Only one Atlanta sports radio station has these types of relationships. And I mean only one. 790 The Zone. First for sports.
790 The Zone. We know what guys want. The biggest personalities, the biggest guests, the best sports talk, and the place where football lives. WQXI Atlanta. A big league broadcasting company.
Sporting News Flash.
I'm Turk Stevens. We start with soccer. Confederations Cup Final, South Africa, mid-second half. United States hanging on to a 2-1 lead over Brazil. The U.S. led 2-0 at the half. Brazil scoring in the first minutes of the second half. And now midway through, half number two, United States 2, Brazil 1. The final day of Interleague Baseball, and they have reached the bottom of the ninth inning in Cleveland. It's all Cincinnati. Reds lead it 8-1. Brandon Phillips, Ramon Hernandez, each driving in three. Johnny Gomes, a two-run homer. Bottom of the ninth in Toronto. Brad Lidge is on to try and nail it down for the Phils. 5-4 the score. All the scoring in the first four innings. It was a four-run fourth for the Phillies. That gave them this lead. Chase Utley with a two-run triple. Aaron Hill, a couple of solo homers. Jose Bautista, a two-run blast. Braves 2, Red Sox nothing. In the seventh, Chipper Jones, Garrett Anderson with home runs early in the game. Tommy Hansen went 6, and he's in line for the victory. Nationals lead the Orioles 5-3, top of the ninth at Camden Yards. Adam Dunn, Willie Harris with home runs. Royals and Pirates in a rain delay seventh inning. KC leading at 3-1. David DeJesus a home run. Rays lead the Marlins 5-1. The Marlins down to their final two outs in the ninth inning. Evan Longoria, an RBI single. B.J. Upton with a home run. White Sox over the Cubs 3-0. Home sixth at U.S. Cellular. Alexi Ramirez, a two-run homer. Dwayne Wise, an RBI single. Astros lead the Tigers 3-2. They're in the eighth inning. Kaz Matsui, the go-ahead RBI double in the seventh. Hunter Pence, Gerald Laird also with RBI doubles. And Curtis Granderson, a home run. Twins lead the Cardinals 5-2 in the seventh. Justin Morneau, a three-run homer. Mark DeRosa, 0-2 in left field for the Cardinals. The National League game, Giants leading the Brewers 5-0 in the sixth. Matt Downs with his first career home run. NASCAR racing today, Loudon, New Hampshire. Jeff Gordon, your leader, with 143 laps to go. That's the latest sporting news flash. I'm Turk Stevens.
There's a lot of home security companies out there, but in the end, who will you trust to protect your family? The guys with the cheapest price? The scariest ads? That two-man operation? Who will you trust with your family's life? Go with the country's leading alarm company, ADT. ADT is constantly working to pioneer new and sophisticated technology. With thousands of highly trained professionals, ADT is protecting more homes and families than any other security company in America from burglary, fire, flood, carbon monoxide, and more. Call 1-888-900-4ADT and get the power of the nation's number one monitoring company. You could save up to 20% off your basic homeowner insurance. Act now and get a free security system valued at $850. Call ADT authorized agents at 1-888-900-4ADT. 1-888-900-4ADT. Offer valid for new customers only. $99 customer installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement required at $32.99 per month. Homeowners only. Local permit fees may be required. Satisfactory credit history required. Certain restrictions may apply.
Hi, I'm Dominique Wilkins, and I play here. On Sports Radio 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Don't be fooled by other companies' $18.95 per month alarm systems. Those systems don't have live two-way voice security, which means you're not truly protected. Only with Alarm Force you get live two-way voice, installation, activation, and warranty all free for zero down and only $25 a month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Georgia's best choice for home security.
790 The Zone. We know what guys want.
Ryan Stewart here, and yes, I'm back this week from an amazing weekend down at Watercolor. Beautiful golf. I played Camp Creek, and the Shark Tooth is beautiful as well. My lovely wife and I enjoyed a day at the spa. You just can't beat it. Watercolor, the Zone's new partner in the Panhandle, is providing an unbelievable deal exclusively for our listeners. All you have to do is call Watercolor at 888-775-2545 to book your next trip to the Emerald Coast and ask for the 790 The Zone special. You will receive a $400 resort credit, good for resort activities such as golf, spa, food, and more.
Hey, it's steak here, and yeah, Ryan Stewart gets it just like I did. I've spent two family vacations in the last year at Watercolor, and it's as good a vacation as anybody's going to have. I don't care if you're traveling with your buddies, and it's a golf weekend, if it's the wife for romance, or if it's like I did, take the two little girls away and expect the best weekend on the beach you could have. Watercolor separates themselves, and especially separate themselves for Zone listeners. 888-775-2545. 888-775-2545. Get the full treatment, get the Zone special, get to the best beach around.
Just Brakes.
I need expert brake service with exceptional value. Can Just Brakes help me?
Absolutely. For just $99.88, Just Brakes safety experts replace pads and shoes on all four wheels, machine rotors and drums, and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
All four wheels, including installation? Fantastic. But what about your warranty?
Just Brakes includes a lifetime warranty on pads and shoes.
Great. Can you get me in next week?
Just Brakes can get you in today because basic brake service only replaces parts that are designed to wear out. Brake problems can make driving dangerous and lead to costly repairs.
But I need my car for work.
No problem. Just Brakes can get you in as late as 6 and completes the work in the same day in most cases.
Wow. Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels with a lifetime warranty for just $99.88. That's a best price I found. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do care.
Additional repairs may be required at additional cost. See store for details and limited guarantee terms.
At 790 The Zone, of course we have the national sports scene covered from every angle.
We're talking scandal, we're talking kickback, we're talking news footage of crumbling inner city schools.
But we specialize in Atlanta.
We enrich your very existence.
Local